Like a Virgin.
With Abby and Tyrone.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin
on Triple J.
I actually can't believe it that we are here in the studio. If we cast our minds back to 2023, we saw her perform in a paddock. Then it was a festival stage in 2024 and now sold out shows across the country. You are not having auditory hallucinations. Darling, Slater is here with us in the studio. Yay!
And for Like a Virgin nonetheless.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Welcome back to Australia. How are
you? Thank you. I'm so good. How are you guys? Oh.
So excited. Honestly, lost for words. We've just been so excited for this moment. For you just being back in the country even, but how has it felt being back this time around?
It's crazy. I feel like every time I come here, people show so much love. Like even my first tour here, everything, but it really has been wild. This trip has been really wild.
It's also a very long flight over.
Yeah.
What sort of flyer are you?
I actually, because I've been here so many times, I have the flight down to a science. And whenever like people are doing it for the first time, I'm like, you have to stay up for like 4 hours. I don't care how tired you are, 4 or 5 hours, stay up, because then you get on, you know, knock out the rest of it, and then I arrive on Australian time.
Yeah,
that's
and you've made it.
I don't get jet lag when I come here.
Wow.
Have you noticed?
Slater the scientist.
I know.
I love it.
Have you noticed a difference in the reactions you're getting from people this time around as well?
Oh yeah.
How's that been?
I feel like this music is crazier. So just like the first Sydney show, I was like, oh my gosh, everyone was just screaming so loud, and I feel like the shows feel more like lit, lit up. It's great.
Yeah, we were there at the first Sydney show. It was a Sunday night, mind you,
I know.
As well. People were getting lit.
Sunday scaries.
And question, did you whip out an Australian accent?
I did both nights. The first night I said every single day. And the second one I was like, you think you'd win in a fight if you saw me out on the street?
You're really good at it.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I'm good at accents.
I think I get it from like my dad, where like I can do it all.
But you also, I was watching this video from like years ago where someone just asked you in like a quick fire interview the horniest accent and you were like Australian.
Yeah.
You have a little affinity for the Australian accent.
It's a hot one. It's kind of, it honestly feels like countrified a little bit, you know what I mean? Like it reminds me of like a US like southern accent. It's like a countrified
like a
British accent. Yeah, there's a drawl, you know?
So
yeah.
Would you still say it's the horniest?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, darling. Great place for you to be at the moment.
Love.
In the country of the origin.
Let's like take it back though a little bit, which is what we wanted to do because Ty and I are so deep in the Slater lore.
Yeah.
And the first time that we ever interviewed you and met you was back in 2023. So for you standing here, like to us, it's not this sort of overnight success that a lot of people have been considering this year to be for you.
Yeah.
If we were to recap though,
this year alone, the third album, Worst Girl in America, drops in March. You play Coachella. You then do, a few weeks back, Lollapalooza, which is this massive crowd. But if you take it back to when the album drops, what were you feeling like right before that?
I feel like the rollout all went so well and had picked up, you know, new listeners, new fans. So I was expecting people to like the album. And, you know, you always get a little bit of nerves when you release anything. Like, I feel like you put something out into the world and it kind of gets handed over to like the beast, if you will. So, but everyone really loved it. I don't know. I wasn't expecting after a release for things to get so, so crazy. I didn't know Coachella was going to be that way. I didn't know GovBall was going to be that way. Lala, like everything has just been, every time it's just crazier. And I'm just like, what is going on?
It's crazy that you're here and we're so excited in the Like a Virgin studio about to take on an original. It is Slater here with us. I am just about as excited to hear the cover as I am the original. Has there been a song that you've been loving performing live in Australia on this tour?
Crank.
Mm.
Crank.
Yeah.
Tequila.
Tequila.
Crank, crank, crank. Okay. Got the trolley.
Exactly. Actually, I was dying. My friend Kate, who does like my video photos and content and whatnot on tour, we were watching back the video of the Sydney Crank Live, and you can the crowd saying it in Houston, you can hear the accent. Everyone's like, get so gay off that tequila. Like you can hear, like it's so subtle, but like you can hear it in unison. And I was like, that is so funny.
There's something beautiful about that.
It's beautiful. Tequila.
Tequila.
Yeah.
Well, there are so many songs you could do for your original, and I'm sure we'd love every single one of them, but you can only do one today, Slater. So what song are you choosing for your original?
Brand New Chanel's.
Oh my God. Actually,
it's the reason for the season.
Our life is about to change. History is about to be made. For the first time in the Like a Virgin studio, it is Slater. We are getting Brand New Chanel's. Slater, take it away.
Send another week, I'm sorry. Unforgivable as always. I know you had seen somebody. Was it worth causing all my darkest days? She was at your party. You said not to worry. Doesn't really matter anyway. Begging you to call me. Spin another story.
Just started the original from Slater in the Like a Virgin studio this Friday morning. Abby and Tyrone with you.
Oh, my God.
My goodness.
Slater, brand new Chanel's. This song makes me teary. Like, when I put this on, especially in my car, there's something about it. To me, it feels almost like 2026's answer to Dancing on My Own. That cathartic but, like, heartbreaking energy. Do you feel emotional when you sing it?
I do. I feel like the lyrics pull out something in my voice that feels a little more tender, and the inflections in the song feel a little more personal, and it's like you almost cry it rather than like sing it. Like, I feel like my voice kind of like cries along to it, but I really love it. It feels like the most emotional thing I've made, but it's still up tempo, so you can still kind of, you know, rage to it a bit, I guess.
Shout out to the diva who was driving past me on the highway, and I was listening to this song, and I was doing just that. I was sort of like wailing along to it in the car, like screaming. But the fans have been saying that you've sort of captured the emotions and stages of grief going through a breakup so incredibly well in this song, and a lot of people who can relate to it relate to it on another level. But was it hard or like scary releasing a song this vulnerable for you?
I mean, it always makes me feel a little freaked out that, you know, I feel like people like dig into the story or like start to know who things are about. And like, you know, I feel like this is like a new platform. I kind of like this platform I have at the moment is growing, and I'm not really used to that kind of attention. So like personal songs, people can kind of like go check out, you know, certain things. But it was a little scary, but I also, I don't know. I feel like every time I make something, it just feels right to do at that moment in time. So I think that this song just, it felt like the perfect way to kind of capture how I've been feeling. And then I finished writing it. It was like made around the same time of like Beat Up Chanel's.
Oh, wow. So made really close together.
Yeah. But the demo was just, it was so simple. It was like one melody. We never finished it, but I would always come back to it and be like, God, I wish we finished this. I wish we would finish this. And we finally did, because I had like so much to say. So much happened as this album was rolling out that I like had a whole new album's worth of material to like sing about and write about. But yeah.
Did you have a lot of thought in the track listing and where things were going to be placed, or was that quite obvious to you?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I take a lot of time with track listing. I remember when the album came out too, everyone was annoyed that all the singles were at the top, and I was like, it can't be any other way. Like, I just can't imagine any of the songs being any other order. But I feel like it kind of takes a journey of starting off really heavy, and it gets really angry and aggressive, and then it drops down into this kind of sad finale of like Brittany Murphy. And I love when albums kind of like take a journey, and like from top to bottom, it like ends on a sad note. Mm-hmm. I feel like all of my albums kind of have done that.
We're literally ending on like a funeral, like really ending at this like finale.
It is Slater in the studio with us for Like a Virgin on this Friday morning. And we're going to find out what Slater is covering. And we've been giving you a clue for the song. It is from a band with an iconic front woman. And get your guesses in 0439757555. We are going to be back with Slater up on the other side of the news here on Triple J.
Like a Virgin with Abby and Tyrone. Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
1, 2, 3, huh?
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written, and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
You are on Triple J for your Friday morning. Abby and Tyrone with you, joined by Slater. We've had an iconic original with brand new Chanel's, and very soon we are going to be finding out what you'll be taking on as a cover. It is a song by a band with an iconic front woman, so keep your guesses coming through. But for now, I'm really curious to ask you, there's been this run of artists like yourself who've been having a moment years into their career. So like Zara Larsson, who we love, and Raven Lynette, Chapel Roan, Olivia Dean. Is there an artist that you yourself would love to see get their flowers?
Oh, wow. Wow. I really, you know, they're opening on the US shows, but Pearly Drops, I think they're incredible.
Oh.
I feel like it's crazy that they're even like opening on the shows, because I'm just a massive fan. And I feel like for years now, like their music has like soundtracked my own like breakups and moments on like, you know, transportation where I'm like looking out the window and I'm like crying. I love Pearly Drops. Yeah, I feel like they need to blow up.
I really like the name Pearly Drops.
It's a great name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of rolls off the tongue.
Beautiful.
Was there a moment for you that you realized that your album was sort of clicking in a different way for people, for the fans?
Honestly, I think first single release, like Beat Up Chanel's, when that came out, the response, I feel like it felt like such a hard pivot from everything I had released before. Like, I was seeing people who were like haters of me being like, all right, we like this one. Like, all right, she got me. And yeah. I was like, oh, I think something's happening here. And, you know, each visual that would come out and just every single, I feel like it, more and more people would kind of tap in.
Yeah. It must feel like a double-edged sword in those situations, because you're with the increased recognition and the success also comes, you know, the haters and the awful side that you would have to deal with online. But do you feel like because you are at this point three albums deep, you're a little more equipped of dealing with
it? Oh, yeah.
It's almost
my skin is too thick.
Yeah.
Overall, I don't really mind. I don't overthink it. I don't let it sway anything that I do in the studio or any choices that I make creatively. Something for everybody out there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not that for you, but it's weird. I think that everything happening lately and all this new attention, like being perceived by so many people, sometimes falsely too.
Yeah.
They'll like have ideas about my personality. I'm like, you guys don't even know me.
Yeah. I always feel like I'd be tempted to go back and be like, no, you don't understand. You've interpreted me wrong.
Like, hey.
Actually.
Hey.
It's like, why is Slater replying to my DM?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I mean this in the best way as well, but I love how loud this album is. And when I saw that you said Beyoncé B-Day is one of your top three albums,
yes.
Famously her loudest album.
So loud.
I thought, this is giving B-Day. It's loud. You're screaming and your growls as well. It gets very heavy at some points, and I didn't realize you could get that heavy.
Yeah. I've always loved, you know, all different types of genres. I feel like in high school and in my early 20s, like a lot of guys that I was friends with would show me kind of like punk bands or different like hardcore music, and I just love to scream. I listen to my music on full volume, which is really bad, but oh my everything, God. All of my favorite projects, the mixing is really crunched up and crunchy, and the songs are always really loud. Like, I just love loud music.
Yeah, we were also talking about when we were at your show, the movements, because Ty was watching it being like, these movements are so Beyoncé. And I love the way,
you.
I think you're one of the best in the biz when it comes to working the mic stand.
Thank you.
You've got that down to an art. When did you find, like, when did that first sort of like come to you, those moves?
I don't know. I feel like when I listen to music, everything feels like, I feel like there's like weird little like movements or like things that I do live where that just feels what's like necessary or right. Like, it's a very natural thing. I don't have like a movement coach. I don't like see anyone that kind of tells me where to go or what to do. Certain sounds like evoke different movement, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
When I found out that you studied Beyoncé's I Am World Tour DVD, I said, it all makes sense, really.
The sort amount of times I've seen that. First of all, that started my rhinestone obsession, because that like that nude Terry Mugler like bodysuit that she wore, it's like the bane of my existence. I'm always at the rhinestone store and they're like, oh wow, you don't have enough colors of rhinestones, and I'm like, no, it's one shade of blue, and I'm always there. I love it. Yeah,
you're like, I'm back here. Yeah. I am.
Find me at the rhinestone store.
Yeah.
That's a Slater lyric.
Yes. Right?
Yeah. When you left me all alone at the rhinestone store.
Oh, little leak. Look, we've already had the original, but we gotta get to the cover in the Like a Virgin studio here on Triple J. Abby and Tyrone with you, joined by Slater. I cannot believe that we keep getting to say that, and that it's the truth, and that we are doing this. We have been giving out this clue all morning that you will be covering a song by a band with an iconic front woman. Please tell us what you're going to be covering.
Violet by Hole.
This Love. Is iconic. Love, literally. Miss Courtney Love, the front woman of Hole. She's a fan of you've had some like back and forth.
Yeah, right? She's so rad. I have always been such a huge fan of Hole. I did like a report in high school on
really?
On Courtney Love and like, oh, rebellion, like women that like pushed against acting a certain way or being a certain way, and like she was just a true kind of like feminist and like rebel in the industry, and like, you know, kind of like pushing against like the way things were. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was like one of the first songs I learned how to play on guitar too. So I love that.
I love that she has been this through line in the story of Slater, you know?
Since
that school paper to the first song you learned on guitar to now covering Hole in the Like a Virgin studio. I think without further ado, I mean, we rip into it.
Let's crank it.
Let's crank it. 0439757555. It is Slater in the Like a Virgin studio doing the cover of Violet from Hole. Take it away, Slater.
stars are just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how to say no.
Overtime.
Yeah.
Towards, oh my God.
Slater, right there for Like a Virgin, your very first time covering Violet by Hole. How are you feeling after doing that?
I feel amazing.
That was amazing.
Like, felt really good.
Goosebumps.
Does it feel cathartic to scream like that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's a release. It feels like a cosmic release or something.
Also, I love that you have a lot of different versions to your style, and today you've just like leaned into to rock chick. You know what I mean? That must also be kind of nice to some days just like, you know, leave the showgirl costume in the luggage and just rip in with like a jacket and some jeans.
Yeah. Yeah, I really liked choosing this song. I think it kind of highlights a lot of different sides of my voice, which are fun. I like to play around with my low register and like the highest of highs. And, you know, I feel like I don't have any, like I scream on Yes God, but not in this kind of way. That's more of like a sung scream. I feel like after all these years, I've really played around with like different personalities and kind of become comfortable with not needing every song to be like one specific voice. Like, I feel like I have so many that I pull from, but they all still kind of feel like me at the end of the day. But yeah. So
Brand New Chanel's is also the start of, I guess, is like this bigger sort of project as well. You've played a few of the new songs at the show that we saw. Did you take that strategy into these new songs when recording them? Crank for V2 and
absolutely
Brand New Chanel's.
Yeah, it's a bit of an inverse album. So not every single song off of the original album has like a flip song, but I feel that during this album releasing, there was just so much happening in my life, and I wanted to write like more music immediately. And I feel like there's like pressure these days to make a deluxe album in like a typical way, or like even like doing like remixes. I'm really shy about collabing, so like I don't like getting features on songs. So I kind of wanted to make fully new songs that felt like there was like a link from something that came before it. Some feel like so opposite of the ones that came before. Some feel a little more in line, but it's like different, you know, experiences and different kind of like perspective on life after having an album come out and having your personal life fall apart and all these things.
That in and of itself would inspire new music, I imagine. Is there anyone who you would love, if you could just manifest anyone out there to feature on any of the songs on Worst Girl in America?
Oh no, I don't know. I don't want to be like, hey, please.
Knocking on the door.
Crank, crank.
Feature, crank goes the trolley. Yeah.
Also, I have to quickly ask you, I was listening to an interview recently. Do you still have a rotisserie chicken before a show?
Grilled chicken breast, but that is up to like the venue. Sometimes they do turn it out with a full rotisserie, which is, that's a lot to eat.
Yeah. Well, but in Australia, there's this thing called a bachelor's handbag, which you can get from a supermarket, and it's just a full rotisserie chicken in
a bachelor's handbag. Yes.
And I feel like that's very you.
So we needed to let you know. I bought one last night. Yeah.
open your purse.
Slater, what a joy it's been. Happy birthday, a very early happy birthday for you. Thank you so much for stopping by. It has been Like a Version, and you can catch that original, again, Brand New Chanel's, and that cover, Whole Violet, up on the Triple J socials, Triple J YouTube. Slater, we'll let you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. So good to see you.
Until next time.
Yeah,
till next time.
I say that at the end of my shows.
Till next time.